You sick people sure, I've never done this in the business, man. You sick people here that believe God and believe you have faith to touch His garment. And you remember, the Bible said in Hebrews 4, the Word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword, a discerner of thoughts that's in the heart. We all know that. You believe it? Will you pray? Let not one person move from now on. Let everyone be real reverent, real quiet. Real quiet. Pray. May the Holy Ghost now lead us to what to do and what to say. For this crucial hour is here now against us. Lord Jesus, it's in your hands. I'm in your hands. I commit myself to you. Go back in their last, Lord. Put it right back. Sure, your great Holy Spirit tells me here what's right and wrong. And I know this takes for me many out there. And I pray that you'll let it be known today that I've told them the truth and I've been sent for this, like you said on the river that time when that angel of the Lord stood there in that pillar of fire. Let it be known today that I've told the truth. Through Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Raise your head now. Look this away and don't you doubt. God Almighty be the judge of us. When Jesus Christ stood here on earth, when He died, He healed the sick. He saved the lost. Do you believe that?
Amen.
But when He's here, how they know He was the cause? Well, He was the Word. How many knows that to be true? He was the Word, and the Word discerns the thoughts that's in the heart. Is that right?
Amen.
I can't see a person in this building this time I know except these pastors and so forth back here. Or maybe Brother Roberts is here. I'll just have him start a prayer line. Is Brother Roberts back in here? Not here. All right. My ministry will do for this time. I challenge you in the name of Jesus Christ to believe me that I've told the truth about the Word. Believe it what I've said to be the truth. Will you do that?
Amen.
Let it be, Lord. Let it be. There's a man sitting right here. I want you to turn your eyes. Can't you see that light hanging there? There's a man sitting there looking at me praying. He's suffering with a lung trouble and weakness. Don't miss it, sir. Mr. Carr, raise up and accept your healing. Jesus Christ makes you well.
Amen.
I never seen a man in my life. There's a man behind there, very fine, who's praying too. But what's the matter with that man? That man there has eye trouble. He's got a growth in his left side. His name's Mr. Bartlett. You believe. Is that right, sir? Am I a stranger? You wave your hand. We're all strangers. That's right. God bless you. Believe you'll be healed. You believe. How'd you tell him that far? You believe me to be his prophet, sir? Yes, sir. You're suffering with a spiritual upset, a little upset in business and things. That's right. That's right. Mr. Carlson, you believe with all your heart that Jesus will straighten it out for you? Is that your name? That's your place? All right. You can have what you ask for. Amen. Somebody over here believe it. Amen. Somebody with genuine Holy Ghost faith. Miss Waldo. I see that. I know you. No, it isn't for you. It's for that baby. And that baby is your great-grandson. I've never seen him in my life. That's the truth. That baby's suffering with an eye trouble caused from an allergy he had. That's thus saith the Lord. You believe. Lady, you're very sick. You're nervous. Got a stomach trouble. Almost in a nervous breakdown. You believe that God will heal you? Mary, believe with all your heart in Jesus Christ will give you your desire. He's on your left. There's a little lady sitting here praying, looking right at me. Head down, raised up, look at me. Good person. You're not from here. You come from away from here. New York. But if you believe that Jesus Christ makes you well, He'll give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You believe that? Mrs. Bryan from New York. Believe with all your heart and you receive the Holy Ghost right now. It's in your lap, friends. Do you believe it? The Word make itself manifest. You believe Jesus Christ the same yesterday and forever? I don't know these people. God's my judge. I don't know these people. Jesus Christ knows them. What will you do with this anointed Word? As He said, as it was in the days of Sodom, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. If this part's true, the message that I preach is true. If the Holy Ghost itself doing its own interpretation, that is right. Amen. Believe it with all your heart. Will you do it? Stand up on your feet then and accept it in the name of Jesus Christ. While the Holy Ghost is here, I'll lay hands upon these hands of yours. Let's raise our hands to Christ. Lord Jesus, we believe you. We know you're the truth, the life, the word. I put my hands upon these handkerchiefs. I pray, Lord Jesus, that your power would certainly be this building, through these handkerchiefs, over these little coats and hoods. And may the Holy Ghost come upon them, Lord. Grant it, and may they be healed, every one of them, for thy word is true. Grant it, Lord. Now to everyone in the congregation, what will you do with this Jesus called Christ? It's on your hands. Don't you let the people tell you. I mean the people on this tape, the people out here in the audience. What will you do with it today? Why don't you accept it? Every sick man in here, every doubting man in here, every doubting woman, why don't you accept him as your Savior? You'll never wash him off your hand. Your creed will never take him off. There's not enough fuller soap in the country to move it. Only one thing you can do, get him in your heart. Amen. Will you accept it? Raise your hands then and say, give him praise and glory. Heavenly Father, they are yours. Your word is identified. The people are yours. I commit them to you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Raise up your hands, I'm crazy, and I commit him to you in Jesus Christ's name.
Tomorrow night. Watch. I don't know that woman. I'll turn my back to her. If the Lord God will say something to that woman, maybe it's domestic, maybe it's financial, maybe it's sick. I don't know. She'll know whether it's the truth or not. If he'll do the same thing tonight that he did then, would you believe the God of that Jesus Christ promised to be here in the last days? How many believe that we're living like in Sodom when the whole world's gone into a sodomite condition? How many believes what I've told you tonight's the truth? Then children and seed of Abraham, believe God. I sort of get it out of your mind. I'm trying to say something to the woman, looking her in the face, or get all the things about telepathy or whatever you want to know. Anybody that knows about telepathy should have better sense than that. Did you ever see a telepathist preaching the gospel? Did you ever see a spiritualist preaching the gospel? Doing signs and wonders, proclaiming Jesus Christ the same? No. See, it's people's mind. See, they're blind. Do you believe they can be blind? The Bible said they would be. Is that right? Teddy, high-minded lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, despisers of those that are good, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. Didn't Jesus say in St. Matthew 24:24 that the two spirits in the last days almost deceived the very elected, if it was possible? But it isn't possible. They were in God's thoughts at the beginning. They're part of God. Not God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let it be known tonight that I'm telling the truth about you. It's you, Lord. Humbly, let your servants be able to get their own thoughts out of the way, that you can use our bodies for your glory. In Jesus' name, the Son of God, amen. What is a gift? Not something you take and chop and turn. No, no. It's knowing how to get yourself out of the way that God can use you. A gift is only getting yourself out. Then God uses it. A lady behind me is going to die right away if she isn't healed. The lady behind me has just been prayed for by another man recently. She's got cancer. The cancer is in her breast and also in her lungs. And she was just recently prayed for, and she's trying to accept it by faith that she's healed. That's thus saith the Lord. Is that true, lady? If it's ready, raise your hand to the audience. The God of Abraham still lives. All right, go believe what you believe and you'll get well. Amen. You believe? You say, what about the audience? This woman sitting here on the end of the row, second lady right there. When I turned around just there, I seen something. A thing around her arm, blood pressure pumping. She's got high blood pressure. Is that right, lady? Raise up your hand. Do you believe? Your blood pressure will go down. The God of Abraham still on the scene. He's just exactly what it was. The Word of God for this day. How do you do? You believe now? Have faith in God. Seem to be just a child. God knows your heart, young lady. I don't. Do you believe God's able to reveal to me what's wrong? Will you believe Him if I will? It's not for you. It's for somebody else. That's your brother. And he's very serious. And he's in a city north here. Delirious. And he's in a hospital. And he's got leukemia. And the doctor's giving up to die. No hope for all. That's right. You believe?
Yeah.
All right. What you got in your hand? Take that and lay it on him. Don't die. Believe. Amen. You believe? I never seen the lady in my life. But God remains God. Now tell me a human being can do that. It isn't in the making of a human being to do it. It's the God that Jesus Christ promised that would be here in the last days and would vindicate Himself just before the seed of Abraham as it was in the days of Sodom. Now here, I don't know the lady. We're strangers to one another. I guess our first time meeting in life. You believe me to be His servant?
Yes.
You believe this to be the Word?
Yes.
And you know that if this Word is still a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, is that right?
That's right.
The Word is a healer also, if you can believe it. You do. You're shadowed too with a dark shadow. It's cancer.
Amen.
You believe that God can tell me where that cancer is? It's in the lower intestines, so the doctor says.
Amen.
You believe now should be healed?
Amen.
Oh, don't doubt it all, and God will make you well.
Amen.
Amen. You believe, everybody? That's exactly what He promised to do. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. We're strangers to one another. I don't know you. If we're strangers, let the audience know that we hold her hand. I've never seen the woman in my life. You believe out there? You believe it's Jesus Christ? What is it? It's His Word. When these people reject it, they're not rejecting a man, they're rejecting the Word. It's the Word that was on the outside, couldn't get back in. Now, the lady's a stranger to me. I've never seen her in my life. God's the healer. It might not be for healing, it might be for something else. But if God will explain to me what's your trouble, will you believe me? The first thing you want prayer for is you got a bad ear. One of your ears, you can't hear out of it. That's right. That's true. And then you got a habit. And you won't get rid of that habit. It's smoking cigarettes. Put your finger in your good ear now. All right? Your good ear. All right? Now believe God and go on your road and don't, and you won't smoke any more cigarettes either if you'll believe. Oh, the Lord bless you. You see what happened. Isn't He real? I don't know you. We're strangers to one another. I've never seen you in my life, but God knows you. If God can tell me something about you, would you believe? Will the whole audience believe? Anybody out there know the woman? Anybody in the audience know the woman? All right, you know whether this will be true or not. This should settle it. This should tell the truth. Now you see what's happened just the last few minutes. See, it's just, I'm staggering, see? It's just everything's becoming blind to me, see? It's discerning, see? It's the Holy Spirit. It's not me. It's the Word promised for this day. It's never been since the days of the apostles. It never has been. Before it was said, in just before the coming of the Son of Man, as it was in the days of Lot, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Unbelievers don't believe it. They're not expected to believe it. But believers believe it. Now, if the Holy Spirit will reveal this, how many will believe with all your hearts you raise your hand? You got some damage. You've had a car accident. It's pulled some vertebrae loose in your neck. You also got a kidney pulled loose. That's right, isn't it?
Yes.
You believe?
Yes.
You'll be all right.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You believe God heals kidney trouble? Then go ahead and set your heel. Come, lady. Look this way. You believe God heals heart trouble? Or go on your road and believe and your heart will get all right. Come here. You believe God can heal your back? Make you up warm. Believe it. Just believe God. That's all you have to do. Come here. You believe God heals stomach trouble? Go eat your supper. Believe with all your heart.
Amen.
Come. You believe God can heal arthritis? Then go believe it and make him. God will make you well. All right? Come. You believe with all your heart? You believe arthritis again? You believe that God can make you well? Go on, believe it. Say, thank you, Lord. How many believes out there? Do you believe? This lady sitting here, the red dress on, raising up her hand right here, suffering with high blood pressure. You believe God can make you well? You do? All right. Lay your hands over on that lady next to you down there and tell her voice is going to get all right. There it is. Amen. Do you believe? Have faith. Here's the man sitting here is having hemorrhages. You believe, sir, sitting right here? Yes, got hemorrhage. You believe it'll heal? The lady next to you has hemorrhages also. And she has a back trouble. You believe God's going to heal you? You do? Raise your hand and accept it. This lady next to you has trouble with her legs and with her hip. You believe that that's right, lady? You believe that she'll be healed? Or raise up her hands and accept it. Or if the lady next to her has infection, you believe that God will heal the infection, young lady? With the glasses on, raise up your hands and say, I accept it. All right, believe it. The lady next to her has kidney trouble. You believe God will heal the kidney trouble, lady? All right, raise up your hand and accept it. The little girl next to her has a garter. You believe that God will heal the garter, lady? Raise up your hand and accept it. How many believes with all your heart? Then stand up on your feet and accept it. Raise up in the presence of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the Holy Ghost fall into the building now and heal every person in divine presence. I just pray and say, Lord Jesus, I want to touch your garment. And I have a need. I promise you, Lord, I'll serve you all my life. God wants you to repent. If you're not repented, repent. Say, I want to repent, Lord. I want you to heal me. I want you to bless me. Heal me now, Lord. I'm your servant. But you give out prayer card today. I was just going to ask Billy whether if he doesn't do it, I'd call a prayer line, but they never give out prayer cards today. Just sit, Reverend, believe. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I take every spirit here under my control for the glory of God, that His Word might be made known, that the day of the judgment we'll have no excuse. Now, look this way and believe now. Pray with all your heart. Just pray and humbly. Don't fight it. Just relax yourself and say, Lord, you made the promise. I believe you. That's what I have to do. I know it's not even asking you. How many ever seen that light? Let's see. You've seen the picture of it. Let's see your hands. Has ever seen the picture of it? Did you see it right there? See, it's another dimension. Follow that lady. She's suffering with trouble with her legs and back. You believe that God can heal you, sister? What did you touch? You don't know me, but you touched something. If the Lord Jesus will tell me who you are, will that make you believe better? You're Mrs. Phillips. If that's right, stand on your feet. All right. Am I a total stranger? Do you raise up your hand if that's right? I never seen her in my life. What did she touch? Go talk to the woman afterwards. Pains are all gone now. You're all right. You go home and be well. There's a lady right back behind her there. She's suffering from a nervous breakdown. Oh, God, if she don't... Her name is Mrs. Starr. Believe. Jesus Christ will make you well. Stand up on your feet and accept your healing. If I'm a stranger, do you wave your hand? Your breakdown is over. Jesus Christ makes you well. What did he promise? He promised it. You believe? There's a lady right behind her sitting there. She's praying. She's nervous, got complications. She wants to quit smoking. Her name is Miss Borden. Rise up, Mrs. Borden. Your cigarettes are over. Jesus Christ makes you well. I never seen a woman in my life. Do you believe? Now you know I can't do that. That's Jesus Christ. What is it? The Word is quicker and more powerful than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It's the Word, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can't you believe that? Here sits a man sitting over here with a hernia. Heart trouble. That's right. I don't know the man. I've never seen him, but he's a minister. Reverend Mr. Kinsey. That's right. You believe, sir? Stand up on your feet and receive your healing. Jesus Christ makes you well. By the way, will you do me a favor being a minister? Lay your hands upon your wife. She's suffering with a kidney trouble, with liver trouble, with overweight, with complications. Lay your hands on her. It's going to leave her, if you believe. Say, there's a man sitting right behind you. He's shattered to death. He's got cancer. The man suffers with tumor, cancer, nervousness. His name is Mr. Young. Believe now. Jesus Christ makes you well. Do you believe it? You accept it? All right, sir. Here lays a man laying here on this cot. Sir, I don't know you. If I could heal you, I would do it. I'm a stranger to you. You've come all this way. You've made an effort to come here. You can't hide what's wrong from you, but I can't heal you. You come here with your wife. That's her sitting there with that peach-colored coat on. That's right. All right. The man is shattered to death. He can't live but a little while now. He's got cancer. You're suffering also, sister. You believe God can tell me what you're suffering with? It's your back trouble. That's right. Is that right? Raise up. All right? You receive your healing. Believe it. Put your hand on your husband. Do you believe me to be his prophet, sir? If you lay there, you're sure to die. You can't live. That's all. The doctors have given you up. Cancer's eat you up. I've seen greater cases than you healed. I cannot heal you, but if you'll just accept it and believe it, do you believe it? It's your only chance. Your last times are passing. Do you believe it? If you do, stand up out of that car. Raise up out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Stand on your feet, be made whole, and walk out of here glorifying God. Somebody give him a hand there. Help him. There he is on his feet. How many in here believes? Raise up your hand. Stand up on your feet. The rest of you wants to be healed. Stand up in the name of Jesus Christ. Raise up your hands. Praise God. Give him praise and glory. Now, thank the Lord for your healing. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Brother, the doctors have failed. This is God's provided way. Believe it. How many wants to accept God's provided way? Raise up your hands and give God praise, every one of you, and believe that you're healed in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Son of God, here we are. May God open your eyes. I know nothing else to say. May He open your eyes. Now, Heavenly Father, I'm as helpless. I'm a bunch of clay that you molded together. Set out here. Oh, God, may I tonight have your grace and presence, that it might be you might use these little lumps of clay that you've got in here, that those, Lord, who you've called to eternal life and maybe haven't accepted it as yet, may they see these promises. They might have been taught that was for another day, but here it is in the Bible. Confirm it, Lord. That's your own interpretation. It needs no more than that. If you just make it so, then they'll see that the Word is true. Grant it, Father. We commit ourselves to you. Let every person in here, Lord, use their faith tonight. May every member of the tribe of Abraham through Jesus Christ have faith tonight and accept your presence. And we'll give you the praise. Amen. Now, this is a strange. I want you to help me. Pray for me. Sit real quiet. Don't move around. Sit still. Pray. Now, see, it's changing from evangelism over to relax yourself in such a way that the Spirit of God can take you completely into another dimension. I hear Sam. Miss Chuck, come over here. Just, that's all right. So I won't get away from this mic. See, I don't know what happens, you see, and then sometimes, you know. Now, the only way I know it is it's on the mic, you see, and they're trying to catch it out there. Now, I just don't know what. Now, we're strangers to one another. I don't know you. Never seen you in my life. But you're a lot younger than I. We're probably born miles apart and years apart. This is our first time meeting. Is that right? If it is, raise up your hand so the audience can see. She's just a woman standing here. Look, take it back to the Scripture. Let's take St. John 4. Each one of you, read it when you go home. Not this woman is that type of a woman. I don't know. And you know that I'm not Jesus Christ. But
But he's here. It's him. Now his spirit anointing us can reveal her trouble as he did to the woman at the well. Same thing. And by that, where the priest and the leaders of that day said, this man's a fortune teller, a devil, Beelzebub, this woman said, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We know that the Messiah is coming, and that will be his sign. How many know that's true?
Amen.
Well, if he's the same yesterday and forever, would that be his sign tonight? Did he promise it would be just before the end of time? Now, see, if he keeps his promise to Abraham's seed. Now, if anybody in here thinks that's wrong, you come up here and do the same thing. If it isn't, then don't say nothing about it. You have the privilege. Now, in Christ's name, I take every spirit under my control to the glory and honor of God. I'll just have to talk to you, young lady. You know, our Lord talked to that woman at the well. He said, bring me a drink. What was he doing? Now watch. He said in St. John 5, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son, that was him, body, can do nothing within myself. Only as he seen the Father do. What the Father doeth, he showeth the Son. See? I can do nothing within myself, but as I see the Father do it, then Jesus never performed one miracle until first God showed him by a vision. Not told him in his ear, but showed him what I see, not hear, see the Father doing. That's what made him a prophet like unto Moses, as Moses said. Now, when he knew the Father, he's going to Jericho, but he had need to go by Samaria, and he came up to the city of Sychar. And now, see, the Samaritans were looking for a Messiah. The Jews was looking for it, and he showed them his sign. Philip, Nathaniel, Peter, as soon as that sign was done, they said, you're the Son of God. The rabbi said, this man's Beelzebub. But now remember, the Gentiles, we were, the Anglo-Saxon, we wasn't looking for no Messiah. We were heathens, Romans, and so forth. We wasn't looking for no Messiah. He only comes to those who are looking for him. But the Samaritans was looking for him. So he had to go by up by Samaria. He sat down at the well. A young lady, probably about your age, come out. She's a woman of ill fame. You've read the story again. And he said, woman, bring me a drink. She said, well, it's not customary for you, a Jew, ask Samaritan such. He said, but if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink. The conversation went on. Finally, he found where her trouble was. You remember what it was? She had too many husbands. He said, go get your husband. Come here. She said, I have none. He said, you said, well, that because you've had five, and the one you're living with now is not yours. She said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. We know Messiah cometh. He'll tell us these things. And he said, I'm he. She left her water pot, ran into the city, and said, come see a man who told me what I did. Isn't this the Messiah? They hadn't had a prophet for hundreds of years. And here was a man that claimed to be the Messiah and proved to be a prophet and showed the sign of the Messiah. Would it make you believe the same thing if he did the same thing, being he is the same yesterday and forever, and it's promised to these scriptures he'd do it? Would it make the audience believe? You suffer with a kidney trouble. That's right, raise up your hand. Why does that always bounce in my face? Somebody says he guessed that. Ever guess that? Here, she's a nice woman. You believe me? Now, you know I never guessed that. Let me say something else. Your husband's with you. He's suffering too, isn't he? A spinal condition. That's right, isn't it? You got a little boy with you. He's suffering too. You want him prayed for. He's got something wrong with his eye. That's right. You got a little girl with you. She's got kidney trouble, like you. Is that right? Now, you can all be well, if you'll believe. Do you believe it? Stop this one. You believe? He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What is it? What's he trying to do? To you, seed of Abraham, he's showing you that he is not dead. I can't do those things. He's not dead, but he's a living. Showing you that you have a right to possess the gates of your enemy. That it should settle it. This lady, come this way just a moment. We're around somewhere the same age, I suppose. But we're strangers to each other, so far as I know. I don't know you. And We're strangers. I know nothing of you. That's right. Raise up your hand. Just some of them give you a prayer card, and here you are. All right? Now, if the Lord Jesus, if I maybe say I was trying to take Brother Oral Roberts' place or some of those great men of faith, I'd say, ladies, what's wrong with you? And say, well, I have so-and-so, and I might not be right. See, I don't know it. See? But you might tell him what's wrong. He'd lay hands upon you and say, God sent me to pray for the sick. You believe that? Yes. Glory to God. Go believe it. It's all right. It's all right. God promised that. But you see, we're living up a little farther up the day in that.
Yeah.
Jesus promised as it was in the days of Sodom. The works that I do shall you also. Now, if God can tell me what you have been, you know whether that's true or not. He can tell you what you will be. You know, if that's true, this will be true too. If he tells you whatever, I don't know. But if he'll tell me what your trouble is, will you believe it too, audience? I really should stop. That one time, that person that you're a while ago, that should confirm it. Jesus did it one time. He never did it one more time. Everybody in Sychar believed it. Believed the woman's testimony. When she come told him that she was an ill-famed woman, a Christian just left the platform before all of you. Amen. But being that it's later than we think, may the Lord continue to prove himself the great mighty conqueror that the seed of Abraham would like Abraham. He did it for Abraham once and then destroyed that and did it again. Abraham continually to believe God. You're not here for yourself. You're here for somebody else. And that's a lady. It's your sister. And the lady is shadowed to death. And she's suffering with a diabetes. And she's not from here. She's from Louisiana, swampy country. And here's another thing that the audience might know this. You have a daughter that's real sick that's planning on attending this meeting, and she has epilepsy. That's true.
Hallelujah.
That is true, isn't it? You believe that? If you're Abraham's seed, accept it and walk out and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you believe? Certainly. Remember, it's his promise. He said he would do it. He keeps his promise. How do you do? We are strangers to each other. I don't know you, but God does know you. Do you believe if God can reveal to me your trouble, then you know it has to come from some spiritual power. Now, there's only two things it can come from that you could imagine. When it's done, it's beyond explaining because it's a phenomenon. And also, it's a paradox. Something, well, it's unreasonable, yet true. It'd be a paradox. And now, you know it, whether it's true or not, you'll know whether he's told you the truth. Now, remember, I don't know you. It has to be someone besides me. If you do like the Pharisees and said, oh, it's an evil spirit, then you have that reward. If you believe it's Christ, you have his reward. The reason you can believe it, because he promised it for this day, and it hasn't been from that time to this. That makes it the end time. Somebody keeps appearing before you all the time. It's a man, gray-headed. It's your husband.
Yes.
Sitting right there. He's trying to accept his healing, being shattered by cancer. Tumors. Cancer. You have kidney trouble, bladder trouble. You are Mr. and Mrs. Little. Is that right? Believe with all your heart. You say his their name was, certainly. Didn't Jesus tell Peter? Your name is Simon, the son of Jonas. Here's the man. We're strangers to each other, sir. I don't know you. But you're a man, like a Peter coming to the Lord Jesus. We come together. You believe me to be his servant? You believe what I've told is the truth? If you can believe it, if there's anything I could do for you, I'd do it. But there's nothing I can do. He's already done it. It's just something to get you to believe it. And see, it wouldn't be me. If it was me, I'd do all I could for you. But he gave me a gift, and I just relaxed myself before him, and he does the talking. You believe that? You believe that, audience? I wanted to find a man. You have several things wrong with you. Well, one of the things is you got a growth in your right eye. That's your main trouble. Here's another thing. A woman keeps appearing here. It's your wife. You believe God can tell me what's wrong with your wife here? Her trouble's in her mouth. It's her teeth. That's right. Do you believe that the same Jesus who knowed who Simon Peter was could tell me who you are? Would it make you believe greatly? It would. Oscar Barnes. Is that right? Go on your own home.
Amen.
You need it. Stranger to you. I do not know you, but God does know you. Do you believe that he's able to tell me what's your trouble? Would you believe it with all your heart? Your trouble is around your throat and in your chest. It's a bone decay. You're getting lumps like it. It knots inside the bone structure. You're not from here. You're in a city that's got orange groves all around it. It sits in a valley with a panoramic of mountains behind it. There's a hotel called Antlers. It's San Bernardino. That's where you're from. Go back. Jesus Christ makes you well if you believe it. There's only one thing can heal cancer. That's God. Do you believe he'll heal you? Believe it. Go and may the Lord God make you every whit whole. The reason you've been exceedingly nervous, real upset, by this nervousness, your stomach's got in a condition you can't digest your food. Bring it up in your mouth. It's acid all in your mouth. Late in the afternoon, you get real weary and everything. You got a peptic ulcer in your stomach. Do you believe that that's Jesus Christ can tell you that? Go eat your supper. Believe with all your heart.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
How do you do? There's many things wrong, but one of the things that you're afraid of, you're going to be crippled up with an arthritis. But you believe that God will heal you? Make you well from it? Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll grant it to my sister. Give her her sight. Take the lady's trouble from her and make the arthritis well. In Jesus' name, amen. Do not believe me. You'll do it. You'll be all right. Don't doubt. Just keep on walking. Believe with all your heart. Heart trouble is a terrible thing, but Christ heals the heart. Do you believe that? Don't believe it. It'll all be done. Over. You believe you're going to be crippled up? Oh, I don't think so either. Miles of arthritis. That shadow there, old, that's cancer. You believe you'll heal it?
Yes, I do.
Go believe it.
You'll
make it happen. Did bother you quite a little while, blockage in the heart, but you believe it's going to be over tonight? Go believe it. Thank you, well. Been a little trouble from ladies' trouble for a long time, and then you have a hard time getting up at morning. You're stiff in your limbs. You can't hardly walk up in the day of time. It's arthritis. Go, don't doubt. You won't have it no more. Just believe with all your heart.
Thank you, Lord.
You have several things, complications, but the one thing that's bothering you so bad, you also think of arthritis, which it is, crippling you up. You believe it, he'll make you walk and be well? Go believe it with all your heart. Jesus Christ will make you well. Nervous, hard, and arthritis, but you believe that God will make you well? You do? Go with it. Lord Jesus,
thank you.
That stomach has sure given you a lot of trouble in the last few years, hasn't it? It won't no more. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
You can also. Stomach healed. Go believe it. Have a hard time breathing, that old asthma really gets you down, doesn't it? You believe it's going to be done now? Or
yes.
You believe, amen. Hallelujah. Do you believe with all your heart? Just a moment. Don't you see that light there? A little colored lady looking at me, sitting right down here. She's got a growth in her left side. She has kidney trouble, complications. You have more faith, you don't have to come up here. It's over. Just believe it. Amen. Have faith in God. You believe that? You believe, sister, you get over that spinal trouble sitting there, you believe it, he'll make you well? Okay. Just don't doubt it. You can have it if you'll just believe it. The man sitting here looking at me suffers with a prostate trouble, getting up at nights and things. You believe, sir? It'll be over then. You believe it. Here sits a colored man sitting over here looking at me. He's suffering with epilepsy. He also is seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Stand up on your feet, sir. Accept your healing. May God give you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Sitting right across from you, there's a child sitting over there. Also has epilepsy, kind of a fainting away spell. Sitting out there over on the other side. You believe that God will make the child well there. You believe with all your heart? God will heal the child.
Thank you.
Do you believe every one of you? Isn't he truly Abraham's royal seed? Isn't he the mighty conqueror? Did he promise that you could possess the gates of the enemy? How many of you are bound, feel the pressure of the enemy? Raise your hands. Did you feel the pressure of the enemy? And you're Abraham's seed. Raise up your hands like this. Say, Brother Branham, I'm bothered with nervousness. Oh, there's about 80% of you with that. Say, it's just so thick now, the whole crowd's just becoming like a great big milky, it's almost making me blind out there where you're at. Don't you see that you're 20 or 30 maybe cases or more right here on this platform and out in that audience, that God does not fail?
Just a few minutes. Then that'll prove, if a man says anything and God don't back it up, well then it couldn't be God. But if God backs it up, then you've got Him to talk to.
Amen.
May it happen for the glory of God as I stand here to represent this word to be the truth. There's a man sitting right there. I just wish that you could see in this dimension, this life. Now, right now, see something happen. You just pull it out. Like the human heart lays aside, that's a gift. And when it does, then it's another world. The man sitting there in his friend. And what's the matter with him? He's had an operation or something in the intestine. And it's been some time ago, but it isn't doing right. I hope he doesn't miss it. But God will help me. I'll call his name. Mr. Price, believe me. I don't know you, sir. I'm a stranger to you. If that's right, stand up on your feet. If that's right, no. Is that true? Now, don't you see? What is it? It's the token identifying that Jesus Christ raised from the dead and is the same yesterday, today, and forever, working through human flesh just like He did there before Abraham, the elected church, before Sodom. And Jesus said, it shall return again in the coming of the Son of Man. Here, there's another man sitting here looking right at me, a real convert. A man is suffering with a stomach trouble and a back trouble. His name is Mr. Flanagan. I don't know you, but that's true. That's your wife sitting there by him. She's suffering too. You believe that God's able to tell me now in your fine contact of faith? Your wife has a back trouble, and she's got a female trouble. It's in the womb. That's thus saith the Lord. Now what is it? Who is doing that? The Bible says that he is a high priest that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. The Bible said, the word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword in his preaching, cutting to the thunder. Don't pay attention to a celebrity or a denomination or anything. And then it also identifies itself as a what? A discerner of the thoughts that's in the heart. Is that right?
Yes.
It's exactly right. If you could only believe it. Just believe it with all your heart. There's a lady sitting right here. She's got tumors. She isn't from here. She's in Sacramento. Her name is Mrs. Bradley. Stand up on your feet if that's right, lady, and we're strangers. Raise your hands if that's right. Is that right? I truly believe they're gone.
Thank you.
That's just a woman sitting here. There's a lady sitting way back here. She's got on a hat, kind of a brown looking hat. She's putting her glasses on. She's sitting there praying. She was praying for something to happen. What makes that woman do that? That woman has just been healed of a heart trouble. She's praying for her brother, and he has heart trouble, and she's got a brother-in-law that's not saved, and she's praying for him to be saved. That's thus saith the Lord. If that's right, lady, stand up on your feet so that people can know. And she's sitting right there saying this, praying for them people, man. That's right, wave your hand, lady, back and forth so they can see. How can I tell her what she's praying about from the platform here? There's a man sitting right here. He's suffering with trouble in his knees. He's praying for a friend that's crippled. He isn't from here. He's from Santa Maria, a place called Santa Maria. And his name, they call him Tony. Stand up if that's right. I'm a stranger to you. Hold your token before your prayer.
Yes.
God, when that angel of the Lord met me years ago, when I first came in here, I took the people by the hand. I told you that he told me this would come to pass. Now there's something greater than that.
Yeah.
It's constantly going. Why? Holding that token before that. See? The Holy Spirit itself, it lives. It's the one that does it. He said, now if anybody's in doubt, go around these people and ask them, have I ever seen that notary or anything else? They're here. It's just going to happen all over the building now. I hear it. If God can discern that, let me tell you something. There's scores of you here tonight that need the baptism of the Holy Ghost to hold that token. You're just thinking you got it when you have it. Don't take that chance, friend. Believe me. If you believe me to be God's prophet, or pardon me, I didn't mean to say that. I don't call myself a prophet. God's servant. If you believe I'm God's servant, I'm telling you in the name of the Lord, while we bow our heads just a moment, this is a great call. I want every person in here that's not a Christian, come up here a minute, let me pray with you, and lay hands upon me. While the Holy Spirit's on me, while I'm as anointing is here, the token is displayed. Infallible proof. We can keep real quiet. Move out of your seat. Come up now. The sister there, whoever the song leader is, give us a card. Now, when you come up, and this every person is not a Christian, come up here and stand here at the altar just a moment. Good. Lord bless you, my brother. Lord bless you, sister. Come out around the altar now. Every person, come every soul now, stand up best, there is mercy with the Lord. Now, will you do it? That's right. Come out of your stand here this morning. You without Christ. Look, the hour is getting late, friend. The death angel might separate between the bride and the church at any time. Won't you?
Every soul of sin oppressed, there's mercy with the Lord.
Won't you come now while they're singing?
He will surely.
Why? Giving you the token. Then you're at rest, you see. You have the identification. The Lord sent his message, identified it. The pillar of light.
We Christ him only.
Christians, you have the token, pray. Sinners without Christ, will you come? While he's so clearly identified here as the token. The token, he's not dead. He's raised from the dead. Will you come now?
We'll save you. He will save you now. Only trust.
Just trust him. You say, Brother Bama, I don't know how to do it. Come up here. That's all you have. You just raise right up. Just listen to the Holy Spirit. That's the way that these things work. Is just listen to him. He promises. Just as he promised to do these things in the last day, he promised to save the lost. You say, well, I belong to the church, Brother Bram. That ain't what I'm asking you. I'm asking you now, are you saved? Are you a Christian? If not, come up. Come up, I ask you in Christ's name, come
up.
That's it, come right in. Come right on around the altar now, brother.
He will save you. He will save you. He will save you.
here now.
What do you have to do?
Just only trust Him. Only trust Him. Only trust Him. He will save you. He will save you.
That's right. Come right on, friend. Come right on. Every Christian, pray right now. Remember, people might come. This might be the last opportunity they'll ever have. This might be, if he can discern the thoughts of the heart, he tells me, and it's true. Many in here, don't let Satan deceive you, sister, brother. Don't let him do it. Please don't. Receive God's token tonight. Would you come now? Look down upon this audience and will comb it through. I pray that the great Holy Spirit, who is here now, present, showing Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, there's no chance for Satan to try to rub around it. Here you're identifying yourself, standing here in human flesh among us, and identifying yourself by the token that would identify you. The token is to identify Jesus Christ. His resurrection. And here it is now, identifying him, doing the same that he did when he stood here in a corporal body. Oh, Father God, may the people see and realize how all these scriptures and things are perfectly fulfilled. May every soul come now, Lord. Go once more, Father, and speak to the heart, so I'll be sure that I've asked you, and I know you're going to do it. You always answer our prayer. Speak once more, Lord. I'm sure there was some felt that they should, but they just didn't do it. Grant it, Lord, they'll come now. In Jesus' name I ask. With our heads bowed, rise. Won't you come now while we're singing again now? And come right out, walk out. I just feel down in my heart. That's never wrong. Only trust. Will you raise up? Come down here, center out. Don't, this might be the last opportunity you ever had. If that little question is in your mind, don't take no chance. Don't take no chance, friend. See, the rains come and the people didn't know it. The death angel struck, the people didn't think it was so. Moses told them it's going to happen. He was clearly identified by God. You say, but I'm Presbyterian, I'm Methodist, I'm Baptist, that don't have nothing. See, come, I'm asking you to come now. Come and really receive him. You'd be real sure if you checked your tires before you drove fast, checked your car before you take your vacation. Won't you have the identification of the resurrection within you? Won't you come? God bless you. That's fine. 6, 7, 8 more have come since then. I just hate to close it like that. Will you come? God bless you, young fella. God bless you, lady. Now, he will save you. God bless you, young man. You want to know you were one of them? See? Isn't that something? Yeah. See, the Holy Spirit's never wrong. It's perfectly right. Are you real sure now as the music continues on, if you will, slowly? Could you trust him? Could you just take him at his word? Say, Lord, I've always wanted that close fellowship, that real something. I really want it, Lord, but I've seen so much mockery of it. Well, sure, that's Satan. He does that to throw you off the track. I've seen those who claim that see, it only shows there's a real one somewhere. If you find a bogus dollar, it's just because it's made off of a good one. Won't you come? really trust Him for the Holy Spirit? When He's so identified here before you, identifying Himself here before about 3,000 people. He did it before 500,000 in Bombay. He did it before around 150 or 75,000 in Durban, South Africa. Where 30,000 blanket natives come to Christ at one time. The gospel's about finished in America, friends. It's about over. If you believe things to be connected with God, remember that is true. Won't you come now? I'm going to ask our minister brothers here if you'll come off the platform, stand around here with this prayer for the people. The rest of you may bow your heads unless you want to come. Father, just stand around the altar here. I'm going to pray with you. I want you men to get down there because these people will become members of your church. They've come accepting Christ now. Would you come stand around? Anyone else would like to come at this time? The altar's still open. It might be too late after a while. Just think the great Holy Spirit coming, identifying Jesus Christ alive after 2,000 years. See the very nature of Him doing the same thing as He promised it would be done. That's right. I'm so grateful for you, friends. You're that 11th hour people standing here, just getting in. I'm so glad you come. Each one of you, remember, it was God who told you to come. Humanly, you wouldn't have done it, but God told you to do it. Now, while these brethren here, and I'm praying, may the Lord, if the minister's over here, sure, any ministering brethren come here. You have churches and things around here, come together around with these people. These are people that strayed from them. Some of them are coming for their first time, and they're standing here now. Walk right up among them. Pull right in among them. Just move yourself right in. Tell them, I'm Pastor so-and-so. I'm here to pray with you, brother. I love you. I love you. And I'm here to pray with you. Look, come up. Come up this way. Come up this way. There's a room in here. Some of you up this way. Just that's it. Move right in among the people. Say, I'm Pastor so-and-so. Put your hand on somebody's shoulder. Say, I come to pray with you, dear sister, dear brother. I come to help you to Christ. Just move right in now. Say, I'll be glad to do anything for you. We're going to pray now. I'll ask the congregation if they'll bow their heads with us now while we go to pray. Each one of you pastors, get you a person. Get somebody that you got your hands on. Each pastor, get among the people so you got your hands on somebody. That's it. Each one of you confess that you've been wrong. And remember, that same Jesus now is right here. So help me. That light is right there among you. He is Christ. Just ask Him to forgive you. God will cleanse you from every sin. Just stay right there now. And the pastor will lead you right to repentance and right on to the pulpit. And this will settle. Lord Jesus, we bring to you tonight, Lord, all these things that you've done. The glory of God. And to you, each and every one of them. Father, this audience, we see you so clearly identified by your word. Identified as the person of the Lord Jesus, here in the form of the Holy Ghost, moving through the people, discerning the thoughts that's in their heart, healing their sickness, and calling them to repentance. The great, mighty Son of God. I give them to you, Father, as tokens of their faith in your belief, in your predicted word. The word that you said, I trust, Lord, that you'll confirm it to them. They are yours, they're loved here. I give them to you, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, save every one of them, Lord. Heal every one of them with the Holy Ghost. Granted a world eternal.